Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
All right, a good Wednesday afternoon, everybody. Nice to have you aboard with us. 2 minutes and change after 1 o'clock, and away we go. Playing the Untangle the Earbuds Headsets game. Mad Max coaching me along and trying to talk me off the ledge as I spend 8 minutes trying to untangle a pair of headsets just so I can hear you and AMAC and the show in my ears. This is what happens when you don't properly store your earbuds. And I don't know where to store them. I don't have a storage container for them. So I'm kind of left with dangling them over my mirror in my car, which is, I guess, illegal and certainly distracting at the very minimum, or doing this each and every day. So I'll figure that out. That's neither here nor there. Welcome to the show. We are right now not currently scheduled to have any guests, which is not a surprise if you listen to this show. We are mostly and usually guest-free. Just don't like a lot of guests to bog down the show. Would rather spout off about things that I think are important or fun or interesting. AMAC and Cowboy B and Mad Max will chime in from time to time and contribute. You will contribute as well. And maybe we might have a guest. We are pursuing Eddie Olczyk from NHL on TNT. He's in town to call tonight's Alex Ovechkin and the Washington Capitals, Connor McDavid, and the Edmonton Oilers contest on TNT. Another game that, you know, monumental is shut out. It seems like every Tuesday or Wednesday, the Capitals are on either ESPN or TNT and a national broadcast at that. Although I think last Wednesday, or maybe it was two Wednesdays ago, they were on TNT. Yeah, it was two Wednesdays ago against the Blues. They were on TNT nationally, but it was not a national exclusive broadcast. It was on Monumental, the local call. So for whatever that's worth, we will see if Eddie Olczyk can squeeze us in before 4 o'clock. Other than that, we are wide open and here for you at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. And I expect this first issue topic, whatever you want to call it, to be, I guess, probably a hot button topic. And I promise you, I did not want it to be this way. I did not create this. I did not seek this out. It's just my job to talk about things that are in the news. It's just my job to figure things out and what might reach you, the audience. Whether it's to yell at me on Twitter, which many of you do, or whether it's to call and bark on the phone lines, which many of you do, sometimes far too long, and I allow you a lot of rope. Or sometimes you tell me in not so unpleasant terms that you just don't care about something that I introduce on the show. By the way, little breaking NFL news, Michael Penix Jr. is going to miss the rest of the season officially. With a partially torn ACL in his left knee, the Atlanta Falcons just announced. So it is Kirk Cousins the rest of the way, unless he gets hurt, which Kirk rarely gets hurt, but he was playing through an injury last year, and that contributed to his downfall. But Kirk Cousins, once again, the starting quarterback of the Atlanta Falcons. Now, The starting quarterback of the Washington Commanders the last couple of games has been Marcus Mariota, but we know when we refer to the starting quarterback of the Washington Commanders, we're mostly referring to Jaden Daniels. Even though he's on injury 4 and counting in his NFL career, he has not had a major, enormous injury that has cost him 6 to 8 weeks, 10 weeks, 12 weeks, more, whatever, yet. It's probably coming at some point because the law of averages tell us that, especially when you play with his kind of borderline, reckless, elusive style. We don't know if he's going to come back against the Denver Broncos next Sunday night. Boo. Or if it's going to take until the next Sunday in Minnesota against Brian Flores and a heavy blitzing defense. Or sometime after that. We don't know. Whenever it happens, and it's going to be a pretty stiff test. Because the Giants are after that, and while the Giants have been disappointing in every way, they still have a very, very talented front and can get after you when they want to. So, again, that's the football side of things. What we found out yesterday, towards the end of the show, and I said I was going to talk about it today, and quite honestly, live in the moment, in a visceral reaction, and not having a chance to think about it, I said I didn't know what to make of it. But Adam Schefter tweeted, and maybe others did too. I saw it from Schefter, and so I just give him credit. That Commanders quarterback, Jaden Daniels, is joining a company named 3 Arts Sports alongside Travis Kelce, Myles Garrett of the Cleveland Browns to launch his production company and grow his presence in media, business, and entertainment. So what we have here is a joint venture. I don't know exactly how it breaks down, whether Daniels is going to work specifically with Garrett and Kelce, or whether all three are just individually joining the company to grow their media, business, and entertainment platforms. I don't know exactly that. Details are kind of sketchy. I know I have one other thing for you, which I'll give you, which Dr. Sabah sent to me. I had not seen it. And it sheds a little bit more light on the situation, but not as much clarity as you would like. I said yesterday in the moment when I introduced it at the end of the show, and I said, we'll talk about it today, that I didn't know how to feel about it. And I truly don't know still 21 hours later how exactly I should feel about it. Because I know what you want me to do. You made that very clear just based off of an innocuous, hey man, I don't know what to think of this. Comment. I got several very negative responses from, you know, all sorts of people peripherally involved in the NFL and in this fan base that said I should not, and I'm paraphrasing, have any worry, any concern, any issue, any problem. Anyhow, any place, anytime, anywhere. Oh, wait a second. That's the Commander's logo. Or slogan, I should say. That I should not be worried about this at all. And some of that is fair, if not a lot of it is fair. I'm going to tell you that I didn't lose any sleep last night over this. Not at all. Didn't think once about it. I lost sleep because I'm old, because I get leg cramps, because my toes were tingling, because my blood sugar's a disaster. And I was up half the night. That's why I was up. Not because I was worried about Jaden Daniels joining a media company and a new venture. That being said, is it wrong of me, okay, to say, hey, it's a free country, you do what you want, your time in the NFL is not guaranteed, the shelf life of an NFL athlete is not very long, he's a young man, it's a different world, he's got every right to do and pursue whatever interests he wants and to use his platform, as long as it's legal, which it certainly is, to grow his brand and his presence, as it says in media, business, and entertainment. Is it wrong of me to be slightly concerned, if not more than slightly concerned, that he can't stay on the field, some of which has to do with him? The team is in the midst of a 6-game losing streak. The team is not going to the playoffs, barring an epic miracle, which is not going to happen. He has slightly, somewhat, partially regressed this year. The Commanders are facing a very, very, very difficult decision now, a year plus from now, as to whether they lock him up for $70 million a year or not, based on what happens next year, presumably, on the field, him individually, them as an organization team, or whether they go piece by piece and they just slap a fifth-year tag on him or whatever they do. Is it wrong of me to be slightly alarmed? To be slightly concerned, maybe moderately alarmed, moderately concerned for the timing of this in the midst of an injury-filled season where it still might last another couple of weeks and we're on injury 4 already of his young career. And even outside of the injuries, and maybe it's because of the injuries, but I believe it was outside of the injuries where a slight regression or even maybe a moderate regression had occurred. Is it wrong of me to be slightly alarmed, slightly concerned that Jaden Daniels is using this time to launch career number 2, an arm of his main career, an arm of his platform as an NFL quarterback, as a perceived super stud, because of what he did last year and also what he did in college? Make no mistake about it, he was a Heisman Trophy winner, LSU, so on and so forth, number 2 overall pick. Is it wrong of me to be like, are we sure we want to do this? Are we sure the timing is right for this? Are we sure that this isn't going to interfere with whatever football brings on? And let's be honest. Football in the offseason is very, very, very reduced and light for players. Now, a lot of them work out individually on their own with individual coaches, just working out off the field, staying in shape, working on certain little things, what have you. But remember, when you work out outside of the team facility, if you get injured, theoretically and technically, that's an NFI and you might not get paid if you get hurt. Okay? It has happened. The point being is, he does have a lot of time during the offseason to work on whatever he wants to work on. This is not a normal job. You basically work from mid-July until mid-January, and you sort of work from mid-April until early June, and you have, I don't know, a combined 3 or 4 months where you don't have much to do. Right? So they've got plenty of time off. Plenty of time off. It's not a normal job. We all know that. For lots of reasons. Right? We all know Jaden Daniels is not the same as me, is not the same as AMAC, is not the same as you, is not the same as John Q. Public. We all know that. So before you make that argument, we all understand it is a specialized industry. There are very few Jaden Daniels in the world. But the one Jaden Daniels that we know of and that there is, we care about a lot. And a lot of us have seen this kind of narrative or script before. We saw it with Chase Young. We saw it with DeSean Jackson. We saw it with Robert Griffin III, where guys developed and had outside interests and dedicated time towards outside interests that sometimes interfered with football interests and football business. And if you don't remember, look it up. You should. Sometimes business and outside interests crossed over that gray line. And maybe it's a moving line, but sometimes it crossed over that gray line where it affected their attendance, where it consumed their thoughts, where it forced them to make decisions between football, their job, and whatever other outside interest they have or they took on. So the notion that this is no big deal, nothing to see here, nothing to worry about, oh yeah, really? Well, based on what's happened here in the past, and I just cited you a couple of examples, the track record says it is something to be at least alarmed about, at least possibly slightly concerned about. The question is how much? The question is it a big deal? Is Jaden different than those guys? I'm slightly alarmed, slightly concerned about this new business venture. Travis Kelce's about to retire. Travis Kelce is sleeping with Taylor Swift every night, or many nights. I expect this out of him. Myles Garrett is the best defensive individual player in the NFL, but plays for a lousy team and a lousy organization. Barked and barked and barked about getting a trade and getting the hell out of Cleveland, and then as soon as they weigh $40 million in front of his face, he took it, snatched it, and then still bitches and moans like a little girl about being stuck in a losing situation. I don't want this to be a distraction for Jaden Daniels. I hope it doesn't become a distraction for Jaden Daniels. I don't believe he will let it, but I can't say for sure that it won't. So where I'm at 22-ish hours after seeing this, so I'm slightly alarmed, slightly concerned, slightly worried. Is that a crime? Does that make me a bad person? Does that make me somebody who's trying to incite the masses? No. It makes me human. It makes me human. You don't have to be. And here's the great part. You can tell me why you're not. at 301-230-0980 or at WrestleMania621. You could be very concerned, very alarmed. You could join me at the slightly alarmed level. You could be moderately alarmed. You could be majorly alarmed. Or not alarmed at all. Jaden Daniels joining 3 Art Sports alongside Travis Kelce and Myles Garrett, as it says, to launch his production company and grow his presence in media, business, and entertainment. Are you concerned at all? 301-230-0980. I'll give you a follow-up to this, something that was sent to me just a little while ago. Next, when we return, and we'll get to your calls at 301-230-0980 on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
Well, this is an interesting comeback choice for you there, eh, Matt? I feel like the great late Hollywood Hulk Hogan coming out during the NWO era. I like it.
Yeah, Jimi Hendrix is a vibe.
Jimi Hendrix, cool.
Yeah.
This song, you know, this is probably when you were a young buck, less than 10 years old, is at some point. And geez, Cowboy B must have been like 3 or 4.
That song came out that late?
No. When Hulk Hogan went to the NWO and shocked the world and came out all in black with the black colored beard and the black bandana to this tune after for years and years and years and years, I Am a Real American and Survivor, Eye of the Tiger. Whew. Like it. I like it. I'm just posting the new trailer for HBO Hard Knocks. Sorry, forgot to mute my computer. I was watching the minute and a half-ish long trailer for HBO Hard Knocks inside the NFC East.
There is this scuttle that Hard Knocks kind of curses a team. Like, they either go to the bad teams or the teams that they cover are going to be bad, like the NFC North last year.
Yeah, right, because they did the Bears last year in Caleb's rookie year, I think it was.
Yeah, they did the Bears postseason, they did the NFC North in season, and both were, like, just not good.
Wait, they did the Bears during training camp and then the NFC North, which is the same division as the Bears, in season?
No. AFC. AFC. AFC North.
North.
Yes.
Right, okay.
Yeah, with the Pittsburgh Steelers, Browns, Bengals.
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I mean, this has obviously been planned for a little while, right? So I'm sure they were banking on the Giants to improve, the Commanders to be good or somewhat good.
But I'm saying, is it like the kiss of death, though? Was it the kiss of death?
I don't think it's like the Madden jinx, right? Which forever and ever people like looked upon. And there's mixed theories on that and the mixed evidence. I don't believe in that, at least not at this point. I just, you know, teams don't want to do this in a lot of cases for a reason and begrudgingly do it because the league makes them do it. And they also understand there's some benefit there. And sometimes it turns out that the wrong team, like the Bills, were on Hard Knocks this year. Now, you can make an argument that the Bills are, you know, the Bills aren't great this year. You can make that argument. I think that's because of their defense. year ain't over yet. We'll see where they go. Obviously, the Patriots are better than anybody thought they would be. I mean, I picked the Patriots to make the playoffs. I did not think the Patriots would be this good. So we'll see. I don't know if there's some kind of conclusive trend at this point. I think this is, I mean, the hard part is, right, when they're doing this, well, we're not going to go to one team late in the year. We're going to go to a division. You know, you're increasing the odds that at least one or two of those teams are going to be lousy. And in this case, the Giants suck and the Commanders suck.
Keep going.
And the Cowboys are
treading and drowning.
Yeah.
They're fighting.
I don't know
for
if I would
life.
Say they're drowning right now. I mean, they're treading water.
Yeah.
They're walking on thin ice.
Very ferociously.
And the Eagles are still very good, but clearly polarizing interest. And of course, you would think they're going to spend most of their time on the Eagles and the Cowboys. Yeah. Because the Giants and the Commanders are basically, you know, without a pulse at this point.
I mean, we fired a coach.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty.
Yeah.
You might check in on that.
Yeah. Well, maybe, sure. But they're going to focus on the Eagles, a relevant team, and a defending Super Bowl champion, and then they're going to focus on the Cowboys because no matter what the Cowboys do, they're interesting and they're polarizing. And you're right. They will do cursory check-ins with the Giants and with the Commanders, but it's not going to be the same as it would have been if it was last year and the Commanders were riding high. Anyway, the trailer is out. I just put it up on Twitter. And as well, we have breaking NFL news, which we'll get to in just one sec. We'll do the trending alert, then we'll get out to your calls. How do you feel about Jaden Daniels joining Myles Garrett, Travis Kelce, in this new venture that it is, it's designed basically to expand his repertoire, his business empire, his platform, his brand. I am not a brand guy, as everybody knows. I pretty much loathe brands. I'm a effective guy. I'm a use whatever is kind of good guy. But a lot of you are very brand intensive and very brand sensitive. And I get that. I don't have to like it. I get it. And then there's the, you know, again, an NFL player's career is not guaranteed. Strike while the iron's hot. They should use their platform, their vehicle, for their future. And I do get that. I do have a couple of things to counter it. But I do get that. So I'm kind of meandering a little bit. I'm kind of on the fence a little bit. I'm slightly concerned a little bit. I'm slightly alarmed a little bit. But I'm not losing sleep over it. I'm not angry about it. I'm not mad about it. What say you? 301-230-0980 first. A trending alert right here, right now. All right, indeed, we start with the NFL and that breaking news. Justin Fields is officially being benched by the New York Jets and Aaron Glenn as their starting quarterback. Tyrod Taylor will take over for Gang Green starting this weekend. No surprise there, of course. We told you Michael Penix, torn ACL partial. He's having season-ending surgery for the Atlanta Falcons. That means Kirk Cousins takes over. The Browns say Shedeur Sanders is set to make his first NFL start this week against the Las Vegas Raiders. In Vegas, as Dylan Gabriel remains in NFL concussion protocol. Same thing for C.J. Stroud. He's going to miss his third straight game for the Houston Texans tomorrow night against the Buffalo Bills. Meanwhile, the Saints are releasing veteran wide receiver Brandon Cooks, according to ESPN. He'll become a free agent if he clears through waivers. He is 32 years old, signed a two-year deal worth up to $13 million in the offseason. The Capitals are back in action tonight against Connor McDavid and the Edmonton Oilers, who come in at 9-8-4. Washington 9-8-2 after the 2-1 win over the LA Kings. 7 o'clock puck drop, Capital One Arena, 106.7 The Fan for your radio coverage. And that's what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
All right, Sports Talk on the Team 980 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game each and every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. This Sunday, a perfect time for that because you don't have to spend any time watching the Commanders lose, which is good. Get a break. And actually next Sunday as well, because, you know, the stupid game is on Sunday Night Football. All right. Anyway, we proceed. So, again, I'll get right out to the calls in a sec here. I'm slightly concerned. I don't know if it rises to anything more than that. I mentioned Chase Young. I mentioned DeSean Jackson, Robert Griffin III. There have been several big-name examples of where guys have taken on outside ventures similar to this, and it has occasionally crossed the line into football, such as not being present at OTAs, which are non-mandatory, but it is really not a good look when you are a face of the team or you are a big dynamic player on the team and you're not there. And even worse, if you're the quarterback and you're not there. Now, I don't think it's going to rise to that with Jaden. I have full confidence that he is a mature, humble, hardworking young man. But I don't know that it won't have any effect. I don't know that it won't be a distraction. You don't know that. So all I can tell you is what I feel and maybe why I feel it. And that's why it arises to a slightly alarmed level. All right, let's get out to you on the phones and get you aboard. Let's go right down the line. Jay is in Omaha to get us going in the leadoff spot. Jay, how are you?
What's up, Chris?
What's up, Jay? What's going on?
Man, this is much to do about nothing, don't you think? Well, I guess you don't think that.
I don't think it's nothing. I think it's a little something, but not nothing.
Yeah, I mean, if we get better players in here, we won't even be talking about this. This would be something 10 years down the road, you know? Now, if he's missing some even voluntary things, I guess, you know what I mean, we have to look at it then, but even still, he's the quarterback. He's going to be there. You know what I mean?
That's what we hope, right? Because what we haven't dealt with, Jay, and I'll let you finish, what we haven't dealt with in any of these, like, things in terms of, like, OTAs, like, just got veterans skipping out on OTAs, is quarterbacks. Now, sometimes you've had a contract dispute, right, where a quarterback may not be involuntary because of contract. But even that is somewhat limited. But I don't recall, and maybe I'm just missing it, I don't recall, like, oh, you know, such and such had a musical adventure, or, well, Aaron Rodgers was the last one I recall with the Jets a couple of years ago, right? Oh, I got to go to Egypt in a teepee on the side of a mountain and smoke some ganja while my team's in mandatory minicamp, you know? That was the last time, and think about how controversial that was.
Yeah. No, I totally get you from that standpoint, but in my opinion, is much to do about nothing.
Okay,
and I think we should be talking more about Adam Peters and like the job that he's not doing,
yeah.
And even like Jaden is going to be okay. I think
I hope so.
The right people over here.
And listen, it's not that we haven't talked about Adam Peters. I mean, you know, Adam Peters this year has not done a good enough job. Even mm-hmm. if things didn't turn out as disastrous as they were, they left about $23-24 million worth of cap space. They didn't adequately address the veteran backup wide or veteran receiver market. They didn't get a pass rusher.
Yeah.
They didn't. They got Von Miller, who has been okay, but Von Miller hasn't been special by any stretch.
No, and just to finish up, I really agree with you there. I guess we really shouldn't even be talking about Adam Peters. It's the coaching staff we should be worried about at this point. But the coaching staff too, because it seems like as Jaden, and I heard this earlier with the Junkies, like I feel like everybody thinks that he's going to be injury prone and things like that nature. He's not. We got to get people in here that could coach him. He should be one of the better quarterbacks and be upright this season, but Kingsbury is consistent on being in the shotgun and not being able to develop Jaden and attack a defense the way it's supposed to be attacked.
All right, last year, Jay, and you know I respect you. I got to let you run because we've got a ton of calls and we got to move along. You know I respect you. Last year, nobody had a problem with Jaden being in shotgun. This year, everybody's got a problem with it. Now, would I like to see more development under center because I think it opens up more in your offense? Absolutely. And I think we started to see that against Seattle when he got hurt. They were under center a bunch early in that game. 301-230-0980. Let's go to Dr. Sabah. Oh, boy. It's going to be fiery and explosive. What's up, Doc? How are you?
Hey, Chris, I just wanted to say welcome back from Madrid. And, you know, I went to Madrid back in the day with my parents and during Christmas. Very nice. Then we took a little drive to Sevilla and then took a ferry to Morocco. It was a nice little trip. So
it's a wonderful,
and I was all proud of myself.
Yeah, it's a wonderful part of the
world. Spanish.
It's a wonderful part of the world. It was, again, not the first place that I ever thought I would go to overseas. But I'm very glad that I did get the opportunity.
Yeah, the only thing is the language barrier. Like, I was so proud of myself because I was, like, the interpreter. You know, I took Spanish in school, and I was under average. And I was like, you know, chicken is pollo, milk is leche. And anyway, so it was kind of fun. So I just wanted to say, Redskins, you know, I probably would have been over there. That would have been a nice little excuse to have a nice trip. But like I told you, boycotts, you have to stay strong or else you never get what you want. So, but I respect all those people who went and cheered. They have a right to do that. And I'm glad y'all had a good time. So now we get to one Jaden. So, you know, you said I was shocked. I wasn't shocked. I was almost like kind of, you know, it's like if your relationship's a little rocky and you're like, you see signs and then all of a sudden, you catch your spouse cheating. You're like, was I really shocked? You kind of, in retrospect, you know, you saw things coming. And I kind of feel like that with Jaden. I know I'm going to get a lot of hate for it. Just respect my opinion, everybody out there. I love my team. I just want my quarterback to be all in. And I think, like, I was thinking in the offseason, he's going to be so much better next year. I can't wait to see what's happening with him. And then the first two games, I'm like, wait, this guy is not better. I don't see what he was studying. So maybe he was trying to do more off the field stuff. I don't know. I don't have that right to accuse him of that. But now that I see that he is announcing that he's doing more off the field, you know, branding, now as a fan, you know, I don't like that. Now him as a player has every right to do it. But as a fan of this team, I don't like that. I think he should be all in. I think he's treating this as a job and not a career. And I want my quarterback to have a career with my team. Not treated as a job. Jobs are people who like to play, let's say, video games, so they have a job that earns them enough money so they can come home and play video games at night. It's kind of like that. but they're not using that job. They're not all in on that job to get better every day and every month and every year so they can master that job. And the two other guys he's with, Kelce and Garrett, they're basically Hall of Famers already.
Mm-hmm.
He's not even started. So I'm wondering if he knows the writing is on the wall that he's not getting a second contract. And for him to advertise it, just throw it in the face of the fans and the team and the ownership, I don't think it's a good look. And I'm wondering if something's going on. And I got one last thing. If you notice on the sidelines when Terry and Jaden are hurt, they're never at the game together. Like one time Terry was there and Jaden wasn't. And then the next game, Jaden was there and Terry wasn't. And then in Madrid, Jaden was there and Terry's not. I'm curious if there's something going on there. So I'm not happy about it. And look into that. I want you to look at the sidelines on the games where they've been hurt. They've not been there together that I have seen yet.
Okay.
But something doesn't smell right with me on both of these fronts.
Okay. Thank you, Doc. Appreciate you always. And by the way, Doc sent me, I should give Doc credit. I mentioned that she sent it earlier. There's an official comment, and I just posted it from Jaden Daniels. That his mom posted on Twitter. That's how Doc sent it to me, at lovely Ms. Jackson, M-Z Jackson. And it was just a clapping hands emoji. And it features Jaden and a 3Arts Sports logo. And it says, while my focus will always be on football, my team and I are excited to tap into opportunities that can help expand my impact off the field. And listen, I would love for Jaden Daniels to tap in to things off the field. You know how I would love Jaden Daniels? What I would love for him to tap into? I'll tell you next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, let's go right back to the calls here. 301-230-0980. Squeeze one or two in here before the top of the hour. Let's go to Jay Farms. Next up on the Team 980. Jay Farms, how are you?
What's going on, my man, Chris Russell? Everything good, man?
What's shaking, baby?
Yeah,
everything okay.
You know how it is, baby. Listen, I'm listening to your show, man. You know, and I said to myself, your concern is warranted, man, because the game of at least playing the position, quarterback, it's a 365 days a year job, right? Mm-hmm. So you got to think, you got to ask yourself, the great ones like Tom Brady, the great ones like Peyton Manning, Joe Montana, and I can go on and on and on. Did they say during the young stage of development, because, number five is in a young stage of development as far as, playing the position, would they say, I'm going to go out and do and have a media company, in the young stage of development? Now, it's been 2 years he's been in the league. He's been banged up both years, so off season, that's when you work on getting yourself better as far as, your weaknesses, you try to make them a strength, right? We know that the injury thing is on him now, right? So therefore, if I'm him and his team, I'll be like, well, we're going to push back right now on this media thing because, and I don't want to shift real quick because look at Michael Parsons. When Michael Parsons was Dallas and he had his meet, that podcast, he got annihilated for that.
I didn't think about that example. That's a real good one. You're right. He created a lot of controversy.
Significant. But again, he's a Cowboy. A Cowboy. So, we get a lot of dirt come our way, right? But that's fine. But I didn't like his podcast, like I said before. And players, now here's the thing. If they start losing and players in the locker room is like, oh man, he got his mind focused elsewhere, it's gonna create controversy. People are gonna say, well, he got that media thing. When we working out, he's not in the gym with us or whatever the case may be. So I'm not saying that's gonna be the case. What I'm saying is it prudent to do it in such a young stage of development of your career? Those two other guys, they're on the back end. They're in the twilight of their careers, if you want to call it that. Myles Garrett's not so much, but they're on the twilight. They're pretty much, on the twilight. These guys have gotten their second contracts already, so he got to think, listen, I got to get myself better in the off season. I got to make sure I put on 10 pounds of muscle, whatever the case may be, to withstand, the hits and the pounding that come along with this game and make, my strength. Because here's also another thing. defensive coordinators, they're studying him, you know, every year when, you know, during the offseason. So they're working on, you know, finding ways to stop him. Mm-hmm. So he should be, if he's a shrewd person, he should be thinking, let me not do it right now. But I'm starting to think that it's a new generation thing, because the new generation will say, well, let me try to, you know, diversify my portfolio, which is nothing wrong with that. But I'm telling you, if this thing goes sideways, you're going to hear people saying, and earlier on I called Kevin Sheehan's show, and I said, you know, and Kevin didn't want to understand it. I made the reference to Jake May, you know, like, who would you draft knowing what you know on November the 19th? And he said, JD, his man number five, respect. But again, it's something that you would reconsider, you know, because of the injuries and all these other different things that are coming along, you know, down the pike. Now, you're going to sit back and say, we know that his talent is electric. No one can sit on, you know, say anything that the man is electric. But, you know, you could be electric and not make yourself unstoppable.
No, I'm with you. Excellent call, Jay. I appreciate you. I got to let you run because I'm up against it. Excellent call. A lot of different good perspectives there. I don't have enough time to really get into any of it. But the bottom line is, again, the offseason, especially for a quarterback, is hugely important. Whether it's individually, whether it's in the team, in the building, offseason workouts, what have you, voluntary, all of that. It's hugely important. And it never stops, or it should never stop, on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.